This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, war it is, war it is, war it is, war it is. It's a war out there. Wayne Allyn Root, the perfect name, the perfect brand, the perfect initials to lead the battle against the scummy left, and they are scumbags. There's no question about it. Sorry for my language, but when you see what these people are about, you can only think scum. Democratic representative, who used to be my congressman, by the way, when I lived in Malibu, California. For many years, I lived in Malibu, and the congressman from Malibu and Santa Monica was as liberal as they come, Representative Brad Sherman, and he reintroduces articles of impeachment against President Trump on the first day of the 116th Congress. Can you imagine? They couldn't even wait 5 minutes to try and impeach President Trump for nothing. When you realize what Obama did, the crimes committed by Barack Hussein Obama to try and destroy this country, destroy the economy, destroy capitalism, destroy the middle class, destroy the healthcare system, and destroy his critics with IRS attacks, and nobody ever tried to impeach Obama, nobody ever dared. Any congressman who said, I'm going to impeach Obama, instantly to be called a racist. And by the way, speaking of the term racist, I can think of someone I dislike more than Obama now. Mitt Romney. So if I was a racist because I hated Obama, because he was a communist, but because he was black or half black, that made me a racist, even though I didn't care about the color of his skin. I only hated his views, which were commie red. What does it make me that I now hate someone more than the black guy who's a white, straight, male Republican named Mitt Romney? Am I a racist now? Kind of kills the argument, doesn't it? I hate people only because of what they believe in, or I hate their beliefs only because of what they believe in, not because of the color of their skin. But when Obama was president, everybody was called a racist. Everybody and anybody who didn't like his views and his policies and his actions, they were called a racist, even though it had nothing to do with his skin, color of his skin. Nothing. In any case, I digress. Democrat Representative Brad Sherman reintroduces articles of impeachment against President Trump on the first day of Congress. He previously pushed for the impeachment of Trump. He introduced articles of impeachment in July of 2017, received virtually no support from fellow Democrats. On Thursday, he filed the article citing the president's obstructive justice when he fired James Comey. Do I need to give you a lecture, Brad Sherman, you moron, you lame-brained, ignorant, loser, moron, communist? Do I need to give you a lecture? A president could fire anybody he wants at any time he wants. You cannot impeach him for firing the head of the FBI. You could fire anyone. As a matter of fact, I remember when Obama fired Mattis. The same guy they're freaking out about because Trump fired Mattis. Obama fired Mattis. General Mattis, fired by Obama, no one said a word. Trump does it, it's a national scandal. You can do anything you want as president. That's like saying a CEO can't fire an employee. There is no employee the CEO cannot fire. And there is no employee that the president of the United States was like a god. And I'm not discussing that because it's Trump. It could be a Republican. It could be a Democrat. It could be Bill Clinton. It could be Barack Obama. The president is God. His views matter. He can fire anyone he wants in the whole world, and he doesn't even have to tell you why. It doesn't have to be any excuse or any justification. What a moron. Good luck with that one. Representative Jim Jordan goes off on Brad Sherman. He slammed Democrat California Representative Brad Sherman for inducing articles of impeachment against President Trump. Jordan's been a strong supporter of the President, America First agenda. In a tweet on Thursday, he called out Sherman and stated the Democrats are more interested in stopping Trump than helping the nation. We knew they couldn't help themselves. Representative Sherman files articles of impeachment on the president. Democrats are more focused on stopping Trump than building the wall and helping the country. Well, that's for sure. I thought he could have said what I just said. I was reading this, you know, this headline. I figured he probably said what I just said. I was certain he was going to say a president can fire anybody he wants. Obama never, no one ever told Obama who he could fire and who he couldn't. But it's not just Brad Sherman being an ignorant moron. How about Nancy Pelosi, the new Speaker of the House? Democrats should support impeachment and indictment. Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi sat for an interview with Today Show Savannah Guthrie, where she discussed her position on government shutdown, standoff, and the prospects for impeaching or indicting President Trump. If the Mueller report justifies impeachment proceedings, Pelosi sees no reason why Congress shouldn't pursue it. I do not think that this is conclusive, Pelosi said. I think that this is an open discussion. I think it's an open discussion in terms of the law. We have to wait and see what happens with the Mueller report. We shouldn't be impeaching for a political reason, and we shouldn't avoid impeachment for a political reason. So we'll just have to see how it comes. Pelosi followed this up by insisting that it's an open discussion whether a sitting president could be indicted. She insisted that Trump could absolutely be indicted after leaving office. Already, rest of Democrats are pushing for impeachment proceedings to begin. Representative Brad Sherman having introduced articles of impeachment against Trump on Thursday, the first day of the 116th Congress. And then she says, then they asked her about the border wall. Would they be open to striking a deal for funding on border security? And Pelosi says, no, no, nothing for the wall. We're talking about border security. There's no amount of persuasion you can do to say to us, we want you to do something that is not effective, that costs us billions of dollars, that sends the wrong message about who we are as a country. Can you imagine the sickness? So here's what I'm about to demand. I want President Trump to say, no more wall. No more walls. Plural. No more walls. I'm going to withdraw my $5 billion request in return for something. Every single Democrat in the United States Senate and the United States House who has a wall around their house or their development has to agree to knock down the wall. And if you do that, then I'll take back my $5 billion and we can open up government. Because every one of you is a liar. You've all got walls. Everyone's got walls. Why are walls good enough for you but not good enough for the rest of us? Why is a wall with a fence on top good enough for the former President of the United States, Barack Obama, but it's not good enough for the rest of us? Why is a wall around Anthem Country Club good enough for Harry Reid but not good enough for the rest of us? They've all got walls. They've all got fences. They've all got armed security. There's no reason why we can't have that for a country. And then Lindsey Graham, I've said this for a while now, Lindsey Graham I used to think was a strange little man. He was kind of, followed around John McCain like John McCain was his god. And whatever John McCain said went, and that was it. Lindsey was his boy. Kind of like Huma Aberdeen and Hillary. But Lindsey Graham has awoken, and somehow he's become the lion of the Senate. Remember that term for Ted Kennedy? He was the lion of the Senate. He's the guy that drove into a lake and drowned his girlfriend he was having an affair with while he was married and never even attempted to save her, but swam for his life and let her drown and die. He was the lion of the Senate. But Lindsey Graham really is the lion of the Senate now. It's amazing how he went from the guy carrying the water for John McCain up the hill to this new lion of the Republican Party. I have no idea. But Lindsey Graham said today, if Trump gives in on the wall, it's probably the end of his presidency. And I'm with you. I'm the guy who's been saying all along, Trump's going to win by a wide margin in 2020. Everything is in place for him to win by a wide margin. If he gets the wall started. If he doesn't get the wall started, he will not win by a wide margin. He will not even win. He may have to step down. He may not even run again. If he runs, he may have opponents in the primary. Even if he doesn't have opponents in the primary, or even if he wins the primary, he's never going to win the election unless he builds the wall, unless he starts the wall and secures the money to build the wall. All of that's got to be done in the next 2 years. Lindsey Graham is right on the money. Doesn't matter how good a president he's been, and I think he's been a great president. And, I should have printed it out. I don't have it in front of me. I read something over the holiday when I was off the air over New Year's. I read that Trump has passed the fewest regulations of any president in the history of America. That's wonderful. I love the guy. So let me get this right. He cut taxes and he dramatically slashed regulations. Everything a conservative has ever believed in, ever believed in, and the economy responded by going through the roof and everything was great. And Wayne Root still says he agrees with Lindsey Graham that probably it's the end of the Trump presidency if he gives on the wall. Yes, that's how important that promise was when he ran for office to build the wall. And he's got to come through. Now, liberals are always going to complain, no, there's a second half to it. He's got to make Mexico pay for it. Well, there are lots of ways to do that. I'm writing a column now, and I'll propose many of those ways. I mean, you could put a toll on the border. Can I explain something to you? I grew up in New York. There was the Throgs Neck Bridge. There was the Henry Hudson Bridge. There was the Whitestone Bridge. There was the George Washington Bridge. Everywhere you look, there was a bridge. And you couldn't cross the bridge without paying like a $7 toll. I think when I left, now I think it's $15, some insane amount of money. So the average American is supposed to pay $15 to cross a bridge from New York to New Jersey. But there's some issue why you can't charge Mexicans for going home to Mexico for the day, $20, and on the way back another 20, or maybe 20, you know, together. You pay 20 on one side, nothing on the other. Whatever it is, you should charge a toll to get to and from Mexico. At all the important crossings, charge money. How many millions a year would that be? And we give Mexico $300 million a year in aid, and I'm sure if you add up all the aid we give to all the other Central American countries, it's probably another $300 million. So that's $600 million a year. In 10 years, that's $6 billion. There's another way to make Mexico and others pay for the wall. And every illegal that comes to this country wants welfare and food stamps. Ban any form of welfare or entitlements for the first, say, 5 or 10 years an illegal is in the United States. Or any foreigner. What am I saying? Doesn't have to be an illegal. Any foreign immigrant who wants to come to America, you can't get any welfare for the first 10 years you're here. Well, that would save billions and billions of dollars. And, of course, go after the cocaine kingpin's money. Billions of dollars right there to build the wall. There's lots of ways to make Mexico pay for the wall. But right now what matters is get the wall built or you won't be the next president of the United States. Donald J. Trump.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
War now!
Dick. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you're a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it, an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, and not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas. I'm not sure if it'll stay that way with Democrats in charge. Actually, I'm sure it won't stay that way with Democrats in charge. But for the moment, the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, the man who gave me my start in radio. Thank you, Ed, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau, owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. And you can ask them about the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Call them at 800-885-4653, which is 800-885-GOLD. Much easier to remember when you're listening to this radio station in your car. 800-885-GOLD. Who can forget that? 885-GOLD or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Megan Barth has just arrived live in studio, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Hello, Megan. How are you?
Hello, Wayne. How are you?
Very good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Democrats couldn't wait. First day in, Brad Sherman. He used to be my congressman. Can you believe it? I lived in Malibu, and this bald, unattractive loser was my congressman, and he decided that he should impeach Trump on the first day. And he's not even doing it based on Russian interference, which doesn't exist, or Trump having campaign finance law violations, which don't exist. He used his own money for something that happened 10 years ago. Has nothing to do with campaign, and he paid for it himself. He's doing it because Trump fired Comey. Does he not know every president, Republican or Democrat, can fire anyone they want? They're president of the United States. What a blind, delusional, deaf, tone-deaf, Trump derangement syndrome victim.
much like Nancy Pelosi, his new leader that was elected by a narrow margin today. The thing about Brad Sherman is he's protecting Rod Rosenstein, isn't he? He's protecting the special counsel. Rod Rosenstein is the one that recommended Comey's firing. So here you have all of these Democrats lining up protecting the very people that were either a result of or who gave the order to fire James Comey.
All right. Just look, everything is going haywire. I don't understand why Trump can't get the wall without Congress. I don't know why he's waiting for Congress. Obviously, he's got the best lawyers in the world, and obviously his lawyers must be telling him that all the things Wainwright wants to do, you can't do. They'll be tied up in court. They'll take you to the Supreme Court. It'll take 5 years. You'll never get the money. You can't take it out of the military budget. You can't put a toll on the border. You can't stop all funding to Mexico. I don't know what they're telling him. They must be telling him you can't do any of those things. You have to get Congress's approval, because he's never going to get Congress's approval. He should abandon that now and walk away and do it himself. I don't see any other way to get it done.
Well, I don't know why he can't use the Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall and bring these funds out of the defense budget. And, you know, you mentioned about the toll tax coming over the border, which I've always said should be about $20-25 on each car.
Or the remittance tax, another one.
I was just going to bring that up. In 2017, Mexicans sent back $26.1 billion.
Are you sure it's that little? Because I read...
That was in 2017.
And that was only to Mexico. Because my remittance wouldn't be on Mexican money. It's on money to anywhere outside.
Well, this is just
and
Mexican
I believe it was
money.
$250 billion sent to every country in the world.
That could be very
so
well.
So the tax in 1 year could be $25 billion to build a wall if you hit them with a 10% tax.
I hit them with a 50% tax.
And if I'm supposed to pay $15 to go over the Throgsnick Bridge and I'm an American citizen, why can't you charge $25 to go from Mexico to the United States?
Right. I have to pay a toll just to drive through Orange County.
Right.
On the 73 freeway.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not as bad as New York, where I charge $15, I think, to go over the bridge. I mean, it's crazy.
Right, and even in any bridge.
So go from a country, why don't you charge $100? You could charge whatever you want.
Well, I would charge per axle, and then I'd also charge per car.
Per axle, you said? Like a truck per axle?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an issue, and see, this is why the Democrats conflate immigration. They put immigration under one umbrella and don't separate illegal immigration from it because they want you to believe it's not a problem. It's a huge problem. It's created a nightmare called Dreamers, and I'm really looking forward to the Supreme Court taking up the Dreamer issue because that is an absolute defiance of the Constitution. It's not a constitutional order, and once we get that settled, too, I think that's going to impact 2020 as well as the census.
You're much more positive than me that you would get John Roberts to vote on our side. He has now become a real problem. So we think we're ahead 5-4, and we're not ahead 5-4. In some cases, and I don't know if Dreamers are one of them or not, we're behind 5-4.
TikTok, Ruthie.
I mean, we need Ruth. We need Ruth Ginsburg to take a quick vacation. Let's hope to. Let me say this so Right Wing Watch doesn't fry me. A long, wonderful retirement that lasts till she's 120 years old.
In paradise.
And a wonderful Jewish grandmother, like my Jewish grandmother. Good luck and God bless you, darling. But you fall asleep in your wheelchair, you can't be a Supreme Court justice.
Or the State of the Union.
Right.
Let's be over
right.
Under her taking a nap.
She's got to go. She's got to go. But she won't go. She'll hang on until the day Trump's gone. So let's hope we got 6 more years. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Right back at
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump makes a surprise appearance at a White House news conference and thanks border security officials for what they've been doing.
The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for frankly, the wall or the barrier.
California Democrat Nancy Pelosi was elected the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. This is her second go-around, as Pelosi was Speaker of the House from 2007 to 2011. Pelosi says folks on Capitol Hill must help the middle class.
We must be champions of the middle class and all those who aspire to it, because the middle class is the backbone of our democracy.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 660 points to close at 22,686. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, you break music. I like it. I like it. Good stuff. A little variety. Good job, Chris. We'll start kind of moving in a lot of new break music. We did some work, and we're breakdancing, baby. Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. And, you know, I like to quote facts. That proves how good Cenogenics are. They are the global leader in age management medicine, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. Wayne's chosen company to make Wayne great again, and they did it. And today I went to Cenogenics' main office in Las Vegas, and I took their fitness test. I started 6 months ago, and they set the norm then. I got on a bike, and you put the straps on your chest so it measures your heartbeat, and then they put an oxygen mask on your face, and it measures your oxygen intake and outtake, and therefore they determine your fitness level. And I went from a 15 to a 26, I believe it is, or 15-26. That's an almost 60% improvement in fitness level based on what they taught me to do, the way they taught me to exercise. So they changed my life. I see every night on TV that Cenogenics has made Wayne great again, and that I've lost weight and I've gained muscle, and my life is better and I look younger, and everybody tells me I look great and look younger. Well, guess what? Now I know for a fact my fitness measurement is up from 15 to 26, which is an almost 60% increase in fitness because of Cenogenics. At the age of 57 years old, I improved by almost 60%. That's pretty damn cool. So give them a call for your free no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com. That's C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics.com. We're back with the very fit Megan Barth. How are you, Megan?
Good, and I'm a testimony for you. All right. I can see it with my own two eyes. You look great.
Thank you, thank you.
Better and better.
Thank you, thank you. 57 years old. That's not bad. I mean, I'm almost 60. That is sick. That is, like, impossible to... But 60? 60 is an old person that gets Social Security of 60. So, I mean... I sound like the football coach. 60? 60? They are what you said they were. Anyway, 57 years old, and I had two TV shows this year, and I feel good, look good, and with it, I look younger. And Megan confirms it. That means it is true. And so the fitness test just confirmed it, too. So Cenogenics, thank you so very much. 888-YOUNGER. You can change your life just like I changed mine. And it's a free call to check it out. So give them a call, and you get lucky, too. If you're listening in Vegas on KBET, they've got clinics all over North America, but almost everyone flies into their Vegas headquarters because it's their fanciest building and fancy schmancy office and all their big
it's
doctors.
Vegas, baby.
So if you live here, you don't have to fly somewhere and pay for hotel bills and air bills. It's here. Their main office in North America is here in Las Vegas, 888-YOUNGER. All right, enough schmoozing with Cenogenics. Megan, before I even get to the topics you were to get to, I just want to mention Muslim Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Or Ilhan Omar, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, makes history by wearing hijab on the floor of the House of Representatives as rules are changed for the first time in history to allow religious head coverings, and then is sworn in on the Quran.
Like Keith Ellison, her neighbor.
She wouldn't
be the first.
I don't know what to say. Let me start by saying no one's prejudiced if you're a Muslim. I don't care if you're a Muslim, but if you're a Muslim and you want to wear a hijab, I got a problem with that. I think it's very anti-woman. Speaking of the Me Too movement, it's disgusting. It's not a positive thing that a woman is trapped in those garbs that hide their faces or partially hide their faces. I just don't think any of it is positive for the United States of America. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, is it England or is it France? I think France. Didn't they ban hijabs in France? They banned them. They're not allowed to wear them.
I do believe they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's go back.
Because it doesn't go with their culture.
Let's go to Ilhan Omar, shall we? Back in 2012, on November 16th, 2012, she tweeted, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel." And then in hashtags, Gaza, Palestine, Israel. She also stood, I guess, very proudly with Linda Sassoor. And so she's definitely not a moderate.
And by the way, Linda Sassoor, the woman who was the one of the founders of the Women's March, she was the one, or was her partner that was the one that was in prison in Israel for murdering an Israeli, I believe, was
right,
the judge.
And she was recently deported under the Trump administration.
Right.
She thrived and was one of the co-founders or co-chairs of the Women's March, along with another anti-Semite named Linda Sassoor. And the Women's March is being canceled all over the country because in L.A. there were just too many white women that showed up and wanted to march.
I saw that. They were angry there were too many white women.
Right. Which
I don't get because it was L.A., so where do they find white women?
I don't know where they found them.
I was
they
a minority
must,
there.
They had to bust them in from Minnesota.
I mean, I was a white woman Republican. I mean, you want to talk about a minority in L.A., I should have gotten benefits.
I don't get so why couldn't they bring out all the Latinas in L.A.? Why was it mostly white women? That's what I don't understand.
I don't know why Louis Farrakhan didn't swear this woman in. Maybe he's going to. Maybe he's going to make an appearance.
No, she's smart enough not to. As a matter of fact, if I see this picture right, doesn't that look like it's Eric Holder swearing her in? But maybe that's just her husband. He looks like Eric Holder. I don't know. He looks a lot like Eric Holder, but I guess that's not Eric Holder. So,
yes. Well, and then, of course, there's tons of representation from Dearborn, Michigan, or as they call it, Dearbornistan.
Look,
you know, it'd be nice if they just maybe assimilated into our culture instead of wanting to tear it down with the help of Hollywood and with the help of the left.
I mentioned that I'm Jewish a lot on this show. I'm proud of being Jewish, but if I was sworn in as a United States congressman or a senator, I would be sworn in on the United States Bible, not on some, I don't know, whatever it is. Something that would represent
that to keep
Judaism. Matter of fact, I love Israel and I support Israel, but I wouldn't be an Israeli congressman. I'm a United States congressman. My first responsibility is the United States and my constituents of Las Vegas, Nevada, as an example. But I think that this gal's first response, in her opinion, is to wave the Palestinian flag and fight for another country. I mean, these people are in a different world than the rest of us.
And why do they find a home in the Democrat Party?
Because the Democratic Party hates Israel.
Socialists find a home in the Democrat Party. Marxists.
Felons.
Communists. Felons.
Illegals.
Illegals, yes.
Right. I mean, everybody. Look, the guy who shot the cop, maybe he never voted in his life. But if he did vote, I guarantee you it wasn't for Mitt Romney. It wasn't for Donald Trump. It wasn't for John McCain. Come on.
Who?
Mitt Romney. You don't mention his name. Is his name not to be mentioned ever again? I mean, I tweeted out today that he really accomplished something really special. He is the most hated Republican in the history of the Republican Party.
Well, I don't know.
In one day.
I think John McCain was when he voted no.
I meant for one day. The hatred he's accomplished in one day makes him the most hated Republican in history.
Way to time that one on purpose. You know, what is he trying to achieve here? Is he going to run Bull Moose? I mean, I would not underestimate the moderates that think they have a lot of power. They do have a lot of money. They don't have political power anymore, and that's why they're ticked off. And that's why they want to unseat this president. So I wouldn't be surprised if Mitt Romney showed up in 2020 as, like, the Mormon Ross Perot spoiler.
I wonder what the people of Utah think about Mitt Romney, who they voted for when they thought that he was going to be a partner of Donald Trump, when Donald Trump endorsed him, when he thanked Donald Trump for endorsing him. And then on his first day, he thought it important enough to consort with the enemy and literally put an op-ed in the Washington Post ripping to shreds the Republican president of the United States. If he ever showed that much venom towards Obama, Romney might have been president of the United States, but he never did.
Well, you know, he's
a loser.
He's your typical moderate loser, like the loser McCain and the loser Mitt. And the list goes on and on.
Bob Dole, Gerald Ford.
Yeah. Paul Ryan, obviously. Mitch McConnell can't even invoke the nuclear option.
Mitch McConnell.
Get the five bills.
But Mitch McConnell, most of the time Mitch McConnell, but not always. He's been better than Paul Ryan. At least
Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan oversaw the largest expansion of the federal government in our federal government's history. That's what moderates do. They side with the Democrats to grow the government. All the meanwhile using Republican resources and Republican money to win campaigns. They go against everything that the Republican Party stands for, but yet we have consultants that believe that moderates can win, even though time and time again it's proven that moderates don't win.
I believe I did see today, again, I can't stand McConnell, but once in a while he does things that I applaud, and I believe I saw today he said he will not bring any bill to the floor of the United States Senate to reopen the government if it does not include $5 billion for the wall for Donald Trump.
Yes.
So at least once in a while he does something right, but you're correct to point out that's not going far enough. He should have.
This is like the 11th hour. This is the 11th hour. Like, why is it that when the Republicans had control of the entire Congress, yes, they needed 10 more votes in the Senate to really get anything done, but Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell did absolutely nothing to fund the wall. We've been talking about the wall since 1986. Now, all of a sudden, they find some chutzpah.
Well, not much. I mean, look, what McConnell did is better than nothing. It's good to say I will not bring a floor vote to anything that doesn't include the wall money. But that is pales in comparison to saying I've decided to invoke the nuclear option. 51 votes gets it. And then it could have passed. He didn't do that, so that's terrible. But at least he's doing the other one.
He was afraid that Democrats might use that. Do you really think Democrats care about the political fallout?
No,
all he cares about power.
No, there's
we
no
have
question.
A nuclear option because of Harry Dirty Reid.
Well,
I totally agree with you that if Democrats take control of the Senate, they won't think twice about using the nuclear option, not just for the judges that Harry Reid did, for anything.
Right.
For anything they want, they won't think twice.
They were even talking about proposing, remember, the Slaughter Amendment to ram Obamacare through?
Yeah.
They will twist and turn the law in their favor and interpret the law. And then the Republicans, of course, did they appoint a special counsel to investigate all of the crimes in the FBI and all of the crimes in the other agencies? No.
Listen,
so here we are, and many people have told me this over the course of just last week since we talked, is that people are just not watching the news because they are sick and tired of being sick and tired of the Republican Party doing nothing until the 11th hour to try to do anything.
And that includes Fox News. I can't tell you. You tell me they don't like Fox News anymore.
Absolutely.
So make sure you tune into Wayne Root every night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5
well,
Pacific on Newsmax
our audience
TV.
Is growing.
Newsmax TV. Unless I'm mistaken, though, I seem to remember that Ted Kennedy, when he died, they lost their 60th vote, and yet they passed Obamacare anyway, I guess using budget reconciliation. So they've used it for the biggest bill in the history of America. And I know they did because I remember there was a guy on Fox News. How much time we have left, Chris? 35. There was a guy on Fox News who was the lone Democrat arguer on the set of the five, Bechtel, Bob Bechtel. I remember the night he said, oh, Democrats are never going to pass Obamacare because it would turn off the American people so badly without the required 60 votes. They'll never do it. And then a few days later, they did it. And nobody ever said a word. No one ever said boo. No. Unbelievable. Wayne Allen Root, worn out. USA Radio will be right back. More with Megan Barth in a sec. RootForAmerica.com, Megan's sites are ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if your New Year resolution is to be healthier, take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a 4-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end-of-the-year special. Here's what you'll find. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll free 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, take it from Wayne Allen Root. I am a member of Liberty HealthShare. My kids are members of Liberty HealthShares. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best economical choice for you and the best practical choice for you and the best moral choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I made sure my kids joined. I saved $18,000 in the first year I joined and $18,000 in the second year. So in 2017, I saved $18,000. 2018, I saved $18,000. 2019 now begins my third year with Liberty HealthShare. We will save another $18,000. That's $54,000. Over 3 years, and when my kid, my son Hudson, got a $2,500 dental bill for getting taken out his wisdom teeth, we were reimbursed $2,000. I went to two doctors in the month of December, and both doctor visits were free. They didn't even ask for a copay. They both accepted Liberty HealthShare. I didn't know till I got there, and they both wanted no copay. That's amazing. I don't know what else to say. Liberty HealthShare is great. It starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, the third year of Wayne Rooney's family. 855-58-LIBERTY, that tells you all you need to know. 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Back with Megan Barth, and of course the wall seems to be the thing we're all talking about today. But there's a thing you wanted to talk about here, how young immigrant dreamers made flipping control of the house a personal quest. I didn't see that article, so educate us. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, this is something I've been talking about actually since the 2016 elections when I uncovered Astrid Silva. And actually, I didn't really uncover her. I heard about her because the Hillary campaign had tapped this illegal immigrant dreamer by the name of Astrid Silva, who refers to her grandfather in Spanish, abuelito, as Senator Harry Reid, or former Senator Harry Reid. Supposedly she was dragged here when she was like 4 years old, illegally across the border. She's now nearly 30, as most dreamers are. They're mostly millennials, or at least becoming of the voting age. She was out there campaigning for Hillary, registering people to vote, and I had asked our Secretary of State, is it legal for an illegal alien to register voters? No.
And what the Secretary of State said?
No, it's not.
So then how come no one did anything about it?
It's not illegal.
Oh, it's not illegal?
No. So foreigners are interfering in our election, and they're not the Russians.
Right.
They're the dreamers.
Right.
And so we have to be very concerned, because this is an LA Times article that actually caught my eye. And this gal used to work in a government department somewhere, but she thought that she had to do something because she hasn't found the time to find citizenship in the 20 or so years, much like her sister, Astrid Silva, did. But this dreamer lives in LA. She never found time in 20 years to become a citizen, but she did find a paying job becoming a Democrat voting rights activist. And so Gabriela Cruz, she was brought to the U.S. illegally when she was one. She's now much older, around in her 30s, never found in 30 years the time to become a citizen. She said that these young immigrants known as Dreamers have become a political force over the last two decades as they have pushed Congress to overhaul the nation's immigration laws. Part of a new wave of immigrant activists who mobilized this year to return control of the House to Democrats. Cruz and others in the movement see in President Trump an existential threat to their futures, to their friends, and to their family. I happen to see these people as an existential threat to my freedom and to my pocketbook. Nonetheless, less than a year ago, Cruz had a steady job at a mortgage bank, with health benefits and a retirement plan. She wanted
more
to go,
than I've got.
Yeah, she wanted to go back to college and dreamed of buying her own house. Do you think she got into college for free? I bet you she did. But when Trump instituted a travel ban, tightened immigration enforcement, and tried to end a program that granted temporary protections for people like her illegally, she could not sit helplessly at her desk, and she quit to become an activist. And these are more and more activists that we are witnessing across every state that are getting on the, getting out the vote on behalf of Democrats and registering Dreamers.
How is this,
you know,
different?
They're registering.
How is this different than foreign agents of a foreign government
affecting
American elections? They are foreign agents of a foreign government.
Correct.
That's what they are.
Right. Their allegiance is to their foreign governments, not to this nation.
Right.
They're not citizens.
And now you have Congress people who fly Palestinian flags and wear hijabs, whatever the hell they call them, hijabs, I don't know. Whatever they're called, they wear hats on the floor of the United States Senate, and it's not allowed, but now it's allowed. Isn't that wonderful? Our country
is
just,
these are the foreigners that are tearing down our democratic institutions by number one, being here illegally, being here for decades and not finding any time to become a citizen. But hell, they can find plenty of time to become activists for the Democrat Party.
Well, Democrats can't find any money for a wall, but they just asked for more money today. As they're one of the first acts since they got into Congress, they want more taxpayer money for abortions. So there's no money for walls, but there's money for killing children. Isn't that wonderful?
Of course they do.
Wonderful thoughts. Such nice thoughts. Let's kill children. But, you know, and by the way, if we're supposed to be the party that is so terrible to women and children, what would you call Democrats who refuse to build a wall and so women and children come and the women are all raped, 70% of all women are raped on the trip up Mexico, and the children are turned into child trafficking victims, the children are raped.
They don't want to talk about it.
Some of the children die. It's supposedly our fault
that
they have a disease and they die. It's amazing.
Sanctuary cities make places safer, don't you know, Wayne?
Yeah.
Who cares about the rape?
Yeah, and don't forget that, you know, gun-free zones make places safer, too.
Yeah. Why weren't they calling for gun control when the illegal alien shot the legal immigrant? Singh and
Funny thing.
Weird. Yeah.
Wayne Hollywood Warren, if you talk about this on Twitter, you get banned.
I know.
If you even mention that a legal immigrant was shot by an illegal immigrant, they want to ban you. Wayne Alaroot, Warren Al, Megan Barr.
Don't dare talk about Islam.
Megan Barr, ReaganBabe.com. Always a great performance. Thank you for coming on today.
Hi. Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.